Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Aren't the months weird?
The months are very weird. Let's go ahead and smoke a bowl and talk about that. Hey, man, aren't words weird?
Well, I would say 10. Oh, yeah, 10 months. I just held up 10.
Yeah. And you're the one that, I quit smoking weed, but you're the one that never has. And that was a very stoner thing. Aren't the months weird? Like some of them have 30 days. Some of them have 31.
Oh, I know.
Then there's that one little trippy month that's only got like 28, except for once every 4 years, it has 29. It's like, weird, man.
And then daylight savings, man. Don't even get me started.
Oh, don't even get me started into that one. Check your smoke detectors.
That's next weekend already, right? November 3rd.
Yep.
Celine Dion Day.
You don't need to check your clocks anymore because everything's like, except for the stove. It's the only one in your microwave. If you have one of those,
yep.
But everything updates itself. Except my phone a few years ago was like, I don't think so. Like, for like 4 hours into the day, it was like, I'm not updating. You're on your own. I'm like, you need to update. Like, this you have one job.
Yes, because in 2019, if anyone gives you that excuse, oh, I'm late, my phone didn't update. BS.
Yeah. This is something that we'll get into our topic here, but this is something that I'm dealing with, speaking of being late, with my youngest.
Okay.
She apparently has no idea what, hey, we're leaving in 5 minutes means. She is... And I know this is a trait that she gets from her mother because her mom is always late. And some people are, but this is 100%. I know she gets this from her mom. It was one of the examples. Over the weekend, we were going to run and drop off my car to get repaired, and then we're going to go to the Lego store.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to Isabel, hey, we're going to run to Bricks and Minifigs in Fitchburg. Stop by for all your Lego needs. We're going to run to Bricks and Minifigs. Do you want to go with us? And she's like, yeah. And we said, all right, we're leaving in 5 minutes. 20 okay. minutes later, she comes down, and I went, hey, what's going on up there? Oh, yeah, I'm getting my shoes on. And she comes down wearing the same clothes she was already wearing. Like, what are you doing? What the hell is going on? I told you 5 minutes. Let's go. And now I'm worried, she's 12, that this is a trait that's going to carry on into adulthood. Because one thing I will just not abide is being late, especially now that we have cell phones, we have alarms. You always know what time it is. I understand back in the 80s, your Swatch watch wasn't working right. Had the squiggle arm. Didn't know which hand was what on there. You know, but now you know what time it is. Get your biscuits moving.
Is it because she doesn't want to?
No. I think it's just because she's what? Like, I think it's she's distracted. And she also thinks, well, yeah, I'll just come down when I'm ready. It's like, no. And I told her by the time she got downstairs, I was outside by the car. And I went, hey. That's the last time this is going to happen with me.
Yep.
When I say we're leaving in 5 minutes, I don't care if you're not wearing shoes.
Is that an expression? It really means 5 minutes.
These are not polite suggestions. These are orders. I'm giving you orders. Lily knows, like, hey, we're leaving in 5 minutes. She's trained. She's like, yeah. He said we're leaving. I don't want to upset this one. Yeah.
Do you say wheels up at, and
yes.
Do you have to give an exact time instead of saying 5 minutes, say at 10:25?
I don't think that would really make much of a difference because she wouldn't look at the clock anyways. But I figure 5 minutes, that means go up there, put your shoes on. I don't know why your shoes are upstairs anyways. That's weird to me. They should be down by the door, whatever. But grab your jacket, whatever you need to do, let's roll.
Like,
you're a kid. You don't need anything anyways but you. I'm taking care of everything else. Let's go.
9797. Does anybody really know what time it is?
Oh, totally, man. You know, it's getting trippy in here again. Months, bro.
Oh, man. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Thomas. Thank you so much for joining in our daily podcast, which we record with you being live feeders from today's Q106 Facebook page. So I met one of my neighbors. Now, I've lived in my place for 10 months, and I've chatted about this a couple times on the show. We met one of our neighbors, the direct neighbor with 3 kids, because they found one of our babies running down the street one time, and the other one was running around naked in the backyard.
Is this the same neighbor that your brother or brother-in-law walked into their house?
That's the one we've met.
Okay.
Yes.
So that went well.
Yes.
So I'm sure an email has been circulating throughout the neighborhood about the Peters next door.
Well, you know what's great with meeting them? She is, you know, she's a mom of 3, so she gets it too.
Yeah.
And they both work. They're with it. She warned me about the one neighbor that we met. She's like,
uh-oh.
Just be warned, when you meet them, they are obsessed with everybody else's yards. and this tree came down in your backyard, and that's why that fence got put up in that area, and there's something weird going on with them. Sure enough, I've never met them once. Guess when they finally come out? When Brad is moving our fence and pounding it in. And sure enough, here comes the woman finally out of the woodworks.
Now, is this fence bordering her property?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she come up with a tape measure? Did she make sure it wasn't too close to the property line?
Oh, she already had a pole, and she showed us her pole, and that we were putting it 2 inches. And then Brad was so, like, we were super sweet with her.
Yeah.
And she was sweet. She's like, I don't mean to offend you. I'm
you
like,
already
I'm glad.
Have. Well, that's a great way to, anytime someone starts a conversation with, I don't mean to offend you, someone's about to get offended.
But I see what she means, because when you start talking about people's yards, okay. So I said, thank you so much for actually coming out and saying hi.
Yeah.
And thank you for letting us know before we actually built a fence, and then you come out and say it. Like, she stopped us at the right time. So she showed us her little pole and how she's figured out, because she's been there for 23 years. So I was like, okay, cool. Nice to meet you finally. And then she takes it one step too far.
Uh-oh.
She talks with Brad for over an hour, and he's trying to get out of it. And I'm trying to, like, help him get out of it, but it's already too late. And then he comes inside, and he just is so mad. Because he's like, I had a whole idea of how our Saturday was going to go.
Now it's all
Yes. And now this woman totally wasted it, where she could have just said, like, that's great. But then she asks us, oh, and do you guys use chemicals? And I'm like, yes, we have Creeping Charlie. And yes, and she's like, oh, is this what you guys consider Creeping Charlie? And it's all over her yard.
Yep.
I'm like, yes, it took over our yard and destroyed our grass, and we're getting rid of it. I'm sorry. And she's like, oh, those chemicals are so bad for the kids. I'm like,
I have a neighbor that she, very nice neighbors. They're very crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like granola. Like these are like.
Oh, that's what Brett called her. He's like an old, she's an old hippie. She
yes,
asked like,
absolutely.
Oh, I used to love the people that used to live in your house because they use natural detergent. And Brett in his brain is like, how do you know?
I saw you carrying a thing of Tide in that house. And I was like,
that's what he said.
Screw these people.
I know.
But the Tide house, I'm not in my neighborhood.
Yes.
But we had our neighbors ask the same thing when we moved in. Do you use chemicals? And I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we do. I have a buddy of mine that does my lawn for me. And I said, yes, he does. I said, I was a lawn guy for 10 years. And it's one, in my opinion, if you're looking to get rid of Creeping Charlie, that's what you're going to have to go with. Like, mm-hmm. That was the bane of my existence for 10 years. And I tried every organic chemical that was out there. And honestly, none of them worked.
Yeah.
The only ones that did work were these really high-powered ones that we had. I don't want to use the dang things, but hey, if you want to have a nice lawn, them's the digs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it is. And they said the same thing to us when they were talking. I went back inside, and I said, oh, great.
I know.
And there's this lady over here. And she was there allergic to this, and I'm allergic to that. And we said, hey, we're growing peppers. Oh, I'm allergic to those.
Oh,
good Lord. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it didn't stop there.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Oh, she was super sweet, though, finally. Brad just needs to know how to wrap it up. Like, well, Kathy, I got to get on with our fencing.
Yep, I could teach Brad a class on how to get out. All right, well, nice talking to you. And then turn around and walk away. Oh, or my dad on the phone. Got one coming
yes,
in.
Yes, exactly.
Pick up that phone.
So we're loading up the kids into the van because now we're running late. She comes over to our driveway now. It's like, hey, I just wanted to offer my truck because we have a huge pile of brush from the tree that fell before we moved into this house.
Okay.
If you guys want, I could come over with the truck tomorrow and help you load it out. And Brad's like, no, we got too much going on tomorrow. But thank you so much. And then he looks at me like...
She wants that brush moved. That's what it is. That was her polite way of saying, get that brush out of here.
It's not even near her yard, though. It's all on our yard. It's not even near her yard.
It's ruining her ambiance. Like the city of Madison, there's some people that live over by the stadium that don't want Hotel Red to add another floor on there because it might ruin their sunset.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with their yard. It has to do with the ambiance around them. You gotta worry about the ambiance.
So the next day, it's Sunday now. Brad's out there pounding in with it, like the little, he even bought a string and poles to like show her, I'm doing the string, I'm staying in line.
Yeah.
Here comes the husband.
Oh, crap. Is he equally as talky?
Yes. And so I was in the house with
that
all
poor
the kids.
Bastard. He's probably just looking for someone to talk to that's not her.
Well, no, we've been there for 10 months. Now you finally come out and say hi, and now you want to be talkative. So then the same thing. He was just going around in circles. The same story to Brad. And I could tell Brad was trying to be nice. And I'm like, fine, I'll go out there. I put on my jacket. I just go out there like, hey, how's it going? I'm Steph. hey, I'm Scott or whatever. I'm like, nice to meet you. Brad, we're really on a time crunch. We got to get going.
Hey, honey, get that fence in the ground, right? Quit chatting. No more socializing with the neighbor. Yes. We got crap to do.
And then finally the guy was like, you're right. Kickoff on start. Without or whatever. I'm like, oh, he actually watches football? He did not seem like a football guy.
Oh, all right, gosh. We're going to jump on air here. We're doing a little radio show action during our podcast. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. It's going to start off as a decent day, but when the clouds are finished completely rolling in, they're going to bring some rain in with them. High of 63, but not exactly winter coat weather right now. It's 51 at 545.
Ooh, we should have gotten some Chris Stapleton music ready because we have some big news. Today is your day to win tickets to the sold-out Chris Stapleton concert, plus meet Chris Stapleton. So after 6 o'clock, start kind of paying attention, start jotting down some notes, because after 8 o'clock, we're going to play another round of Know the Show, where we're going to quiz you on a couple things that happened on today's show specifically. And if you get all three correct, you're winning those tickets and the meet and greet passes. So again, be listening around 8:30 this morning when we do the quiz, but you're wanting to pay attention. And just keep little notes, or keep little mental notes. Or if you want to do the typical write them down, put them in your phone, hey, power to you.
Yeah, we only have a few of these meet and greet passes left, and it's going to be a great show. So Chris Stapleton and Brothers Osborne, I've been looking forward to this show since they announced it. I don't go to a lot of concerts because there's people there. But and this one's in the middle of the week. You know, we have a show. We have a show the next day. We have the Hole in the Wall Tour, our last one in Sun Prairie. Yep. But still going to go. Not sure if I'm even going to get a chance to meet and greet Chris Stapleton, but you definitely have a chance, but you got to listen. Also, keep in mind, we're going to have a great party at Mr. Brew's in Monona. It's right there off Broadway. That's going to be before the show from 5 until 6:30. So you want to come on out and join us there. But listen all day today, because we want you to A, get the tickets, and then B, meet Chris Stapleton. Know the Show on today's Q106.
So, have any of you guys had a weird encounter with your neighbor? I mean, I'm just obviously going to stay friendly with them. But at one point, then the man even was telling Brad about how this one neighbor was doing this, and he went to the village. So when Brad came in the house, he's like, oh, they're that couple that actually goes to the village to report people. It's like, why do you care what people are, especially because their house and yard is the exact opposite of everybody, where it's the creeper-looking house, the hoarder-looking front porch.
All right, I know 9797 is going to get mad because I'm going to mention him again.
Yeah.
Adam Carolla, in one of his books, he talks about he was building a house in a neighborhood. He built a whole brand new house in a neighborhood in like the Hollywood Hills or whatever. And the neighbor next door, which he said pretty much lived in a shotgun shack, was always calling the city on things that he was doing. And he goes, and I'm over here building a $3 million house. It's going to do nothing but raise everyone's property values and make the area nicer. And here's this guy calling because my hedges are 6 inches too high. He's like, it's never someone that has the immaculately taken care of house, because they're too busy working hard and taking care of their own business. It's always people whose house is a piece of crap that want to bother everyone else. Now, we have the opposite of that. Our neighbors across the street have really nice houses, but they've called our landlord on us before. And they one time, we got a new couch.
Okay.
And it wasn't large furniture pickup day for 3 days. But instead, we went ahead and just put the couch out on the curb, the old couch out on the curb. Well, we got a letter from the city and a call from our landlord that you're only allowed to put large items out 12 hours before, so you only put them out the day before or whatever. And I'm thinking, oh, so either the city drove by and happened to see it the one time we did it, or crazy person across the street decided to call the city. And what do? They put stuff out that sits out there for 2 weeks. Like, they had no problem doing it, but we know it was them that called because caused so many problems for us. I just don't understand why people. And also, here's something I think is funny, too. These are also the same kind of people that hate the government. They hate the government. They hate the police and things like that. Until they need them, then they have no problem calling the government and the police. I saw my neighbor flip off a cop. Is it a cop drove by?
What?
Yeah. So one day. This is in the summertime last year. My wife called me and she goes, what's the non-emergency police number? And I went, well, I don't know. Why? What's going on? She goes, there's some dude running down the street without a shirt on. He's rolling in the street and screaming at the top of his lungs. And I went, that's probably 911 type stuff there. And I said, lock the doors. And then she called 911. And it was someone, we found out later, someone having an overdose.
Oh.
issue. He got some bad rocks in him and was flipping out. So I got home just as the cops were down the street and we're wrangling this guy up and doing ambulance and stuff like that. And we're talking to the neighbors, and she come out and she said, we said, yeah, I saw him. And I went back inside. She's like, I went inside, or I hid in my garage or whatever. And we went, oh. And then she goes, well, I didn't want to call the cops because I didn't want them to shoot him. So then my wife goes, well, I called the cops. And I thought, that's real nice. I mean, we don't have a bunch of kids out on the street, you know, where this guy could easily harm one of them. But you don't want to call the cops because you're afraid they're going to shoot him. Like, the hell is the matter with you? And then, you know, like, she's one of those people. Like, they hate the government until they want to report something that you did that you really didn't do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So that's one of those things where maybe you're thinking, I wish I didn't meet my neighbors.
Oh, well, I know. And then the man even said to Brad, well, why are you guys rearranging your fence? And Brad's like, so our kids don't wander around in everybody's yard and onto the streets?
Run around naked?
And he was like, they can wander in our yard.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah, until they do once, and they call, and then they call the city. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. I need to take a picture of this person's backyard to show you guys how creepy it looks. Like, it has a rusted two-swing playset. And this really old rusted circular thing that I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a smoker. I don't know if it has dead bodies in it.
a little bit of both. Well, they're probably vegan, so, you know, so it's probably...
They are, because he went on to tell Brad how he hasn't eaten meat since the bad cow disease came out.
Yeah, so it's probably something for smoking kale. That's probably what it is. Yeah, or drying out marijuana. One or the other there.
Oh.
That's great.
But I'm glad to see their faces and know them and know what they're about. So it's like, okay, we just need to know each other's vibes. And Brett even said to him, like, we want to be good neighbors. We want to respect your property, respect ours, of course. Like, thank you for letting us know about this.
Good fences make good neighbors. Quad line fence and Wanakee.
Like Aaron was saying on our Facebook page, what? They're silent for 10 months and then... They finally come out.
Partly because they know at some point they're going to have to complain about something about you. Nobody ever does anything without. There's always a motive. Everyone always has a motive in everything it is that they do, and that's got to be what it is. They saw the fence and thought, here's something that we possibly can complain about. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and make contact with them, and then we can go ahead and say that we talked to them about it, and they didn't listen to us. And then now the fence is looking at us funny.
And they're spraying those chemicals.
Yeah.
And I have a fever for 3 days now because of those chemicals.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. But I did meet another neighbor that just moved in. I did the thing that I wanted everybody else in my neighborhood to do. I saw him and I physically went out and said, you're our new neighbors. Welcome to the neighborhood. I'm Steph.
And they're like, why are you shouting at me? What the hell is with this woman?
They loved it, though. They're like, oh, we met your husband. We're Melissa and James.
We're vegans.
They seem cool. They were out there actually cutting down some trees because it was about to ruin their garage and all that stuff.
Just tell them, hey, if you want to the lady across the street, you can borrow her truck. If you want to get rid of those trees, she's already offered it over to us. I helped a neighbor. We were walking with the dogs on Saturday, and there's a mom and her son, and they were carrying a couch. I couldn't tell if they were bringing it in or out, and they were clearly struggling with this couch. So we're in front of their house, and I just went, hey, need some help with the couch? And they were like, she's like, oh my God, yes. And
awesome.
Went over and helped him. And I felt bad though. I was like, all right, ready, 1, 2, 3, lift. And the kid had his hands the wrong place and pinched his fingers. And he's like, ah. I was like, you okay? And he goes, yeah, I didn't put my hands where you told me to, Mom.
I was
like, yeah, you should have listened.
That's very sweet.
And then, I'm not a very strong guy, but I forget what it's like for other people that have never done manual labor. Because like, we carried the couch out and I walked away and I went, I could have carried that thing by myself.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah. I was like, that wasn't a very heavy couch at all. Like, I easily would have gotten that couch to the curb by myself with minimal effort.
Hmm.
And Mom looked like she was physically fit, and kid looked like he was about 13 or 14. And I thought, like, I'm not sure what this kid does all day, but you need to get him out there moving something around, because my thought on that is, if you can't lift a couch, you're pretty easily kidnappable. Like,
God.
That's why I told my wife and my daughter, it's like, I want you guys to be stronger, because if someone tries to assault you, you can't even lift your own body weight. You need to be able to, like,
that's
do
true.
Something.
But we need to end with this. Both Aaron and 9797 with the couch. Did you yell, pivot? Friends reference. Yes. The best
Aaron,
scene ever.
The same thing. Pivot.
Pivot.
Nice.
That's good.
We're going to wrap up here. I'll get into my story. Wing parents. The video of this was titled. I'm sure the episode will be titled something differently because we had our conversation was about neighbors.
Yes. Won't you be my neighbor?
That's right. There we go. If we had the rights to that, we'd play it.
But, oh, real quick. And she doesn't have a cell phone. There's another thing about this neighbor.
I bet you they don't have a TV either.
Probably not.
That's weird.
I gotta stop. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad they showed their faces finally, though.
But now you just want them to keep them on their side of the fence. Keep your faces over there.
And keep your lights on at night. That's something else that we learned from my brother-in-law, who is law enforcement.
Yes.
He's like, people think if they turn off their lights, it's like nowadays.
You mean outside lights or inside lights?
Outside lights.
Yes.
Like, leave your front porch and your back porch light on.
Well, I like to we'll wrap this up real quick. Yeah. We walk to the bar down the street, and there's no street lights on our street, except for on the very corners. There's nothing like in the middle. And it's very dark when you're in the middle there if people don't have their street lights on, also, or their patio lights on. Also, if you don't, creepers can walk up without anyone seeing. But if you've got a bright bulb sitting there, they're not going to mess with your cars because they can then be seen.
Because I always thought the opposite. Like, if I'm turning on my light, then they can see my front door and they can get in easier.
They know the front door's there no matter what.
Exactly. My brother-in-law is like, no, always keep your front porch and back porch light on and then your house will not become a target. We started putting on our lights after meeting our neighbors.
I'll say this. When I drive in the morning, I see people with their living room lights on and I'm thinking, like, what are you doing up so early? Are you doing a morning show today? Why are you up at 3:30 in the morning watching TV? Get some sleep.
They're jumping on our Facebook so they can be part of Social Mornings Podcast.
Gotta be all of our live feeders. All right, y'all have yourselves a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.